Well, I love these Bravo Brazos Valleys, the one where I get to sit back with you and listen to Fran Lamb talk about heritage highlights. And today it's about Rowdy Rowdy Bryan.
We have often been told of the rowdy nature of downtown Bryan, especially after the Civil War, with the railroad bringing into town some rather unsavory types. Remember, no one wanted commerce to decrease. No one wanted the population to wane. Life was good for the businessmen and women in those days, so sometimes rowdy disruptions were, shall we say, overlooked. One rather hostile row took place in January of 1869 on Bryan's Main Street between gamblers who were there to ply their trade, place bets, and otherwise have a good time. After a disagreement got out of hand, Chief of Police Hill made an arrest. During the arrest, Chief Hill struck the disagreeable man over the head with his pistol. A few days later, a letter to the editor of the Houston Daily Times was posted, and it read something like this. Dear Editor, there was no row among gamblers, nor did a gambler get his head caved in. That the gamblers got unruly as charged was untrue. Only two or three were drinking and driving. Chief Hill, operator of what was commonly called the Hill House and the marshal of the city by appointment, did arrest a gentleman and a gambler and, without opposition from the prisoner, took his only weapon, a six-shooter. No sooner getting it in his possession than the chief struck the defenseless young man over the head with a six-shooter, inflicting a very great wound to his head and his pride. The letter to the editor continues to relay that the young man, though defenseless, resisted while trying to state his case of innocence, and again Chief Hill struck him a second time. It was at that time that Chief Hill made the decision to call out federal troops to calm the situation. The troops quickly rearrested the gambler and placed him in jail. A local group comprised of both gamblers and business owners, seeing the disturbing series of events, attempted to come to the rescue of the arrested young man during his confinement. They declared that the whole thing was a misunderstanding. They did admit, however, that the gambler was drinking, but suspected that the amount of whiskey consumed by the chief was more than the defendant had consumed. Within a few hours, the young man was released without bail. The writers of the letter to the editor, self-described gamblers, demanded a complete investigation, insisting that justice be served. Such were the times in the winter of 1869. This has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. Special thanks to local historian Bill Page. To listen to this episode or other previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lamb, and that's always a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.